Welcome to Believers Academy and the series, Jesus, the Name Above Every Name. My name is Randa Lee, and this is Lesson 1, The Position, Authority, and Power of the Name of Jesus. This lesson gives us a start on learning about the name of Jesus and how powerful it can be in your life. Go ahead and get a pen and paper to take notes on this lesson. You can pause or go back at any time during the teaching if you want to hear the point again. And also, there are study documents like a Faith in Action Plan and Quick Study Guide located on this page that you can download. Okay, ready? Let's go. The first thing to discuss is the position of the name of Jesus. The Bible tells us that Jesus' name is the name above all other names and higher than any other name. Well, what does that mean? Well, it means that in the order of things, Jesus and His name are higher than anything else except Almighty God Himself. Philippians 2:9-10 says, "Therefore God has also highly exalted Him and given Him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the sea." Now, everything has a name, and everything with a name must obey the name of Jesus. For example, sickness and disease are attacks on the human body and mind, and each of them has a name. The position of the name of Jesus is greater than any other name. This means that when you tell sickness to leave in Jesus' name, the sickness, whatever its name, must leave. The name of Jesus is above, is greater than the names of every sickness and disease. The name of Jesus is also above poverty. It's above depression and discouragement. These conditions have names. And we just read in Philippians that Jesus' name is greater than any other name. Therefore, poverty, depression, discouragement, and any other thing that is named must obey the name of Jesus. When you speak a command using the name of Jesus, you force the condition to obey because of the position of the name of Jesus. By using Jesus' name, you can stop every evil and any problem life throws at you. Now, let's talk about the authority of the name of Jesus. Jesus' name represents Jesus Himself. Jesus has all authority. Therefore, His name carries the same authority. Jesus said in Matthew 28:18, after He rose from the dead, "All authority has been given to Me in heaven and on earth." Jesus' authority is explained in more detail in Hebrews 1:2. In fact, we're told that Jesus, God's Son, was appointed heir of all things. All things belong to Him. Therefore, Jesus' name has the same authority to command as God Himself. We see that Jesus gave us the honor and the right to use His name. It's as though Jesus Himself is speaking when we speak in His name. So we must develop this authority. At the first sign of any problem, we should stand up in the name of Jesus and forbid it. Say out loud, "Devil, stay out of my body and out of my household in the name of Jesus." When you speak in Jesus' name, what you speak to must obey you. When you tell something to change in Jesus' name, it must change. Let's say it again. Jesus has all authority, and so does His name. So if you need wisdom or advice, look to Jesus. If you need someone strong in your corner, call on the mighty Savior Jesus. If your life is in chaos, turn to the Prince of Peace, Jesus. Okay, let's find out about the power that's available to us by speaking Jesus' name. We've already talked about Jesus' authority, but power and authority are different things. Authority is the right to bring change. But power causes change, like an explosion of dynamite. Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Jesus told the disciples to go and preach in the power of His name. In Acts 3:6, Peter spoke to a man who had been crippled from birth. Let's read it. "Then Peter said, 'Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.'" And because of the authority of Jesus' name and Peter's faith in His name, the crippled man walked for the first time in his entire life. The people watching were surprised and wondered how such a miraculous thing could happen. In Acts 3:16, Peter answered the crowd, "And His name, Jesus, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. That's God's power in action. The Apostle Paul also knew the power and authority in the name of Jesus. Acts 16:16-18 says, "One day as we were going down to the place of prayer, we met a demon-possessed slave girl. She was a fortune teller who earned a lot of money for her masters. She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, 'These men are servants of the Most High God, and they have come to tell you how to be saved.' This went on day after day until Paul got so exasperated that he turned and said to the demon within her, 'I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her.' And instantly it left her." The disciples changed the known world with the name of Jesus. All the apostles knew was the name of Jesus. The New Testament had not yet been written. They didn't have the Apostle Paul's letters or know what we know today. They didn't know anything except what they had seen Jesus say and do. So they told the story of Jesus and imitated his work, having faith that God, who accomplished what Jesus said and expected, would accomplish the same for them. Later, as we continue to study the name of Jesus, we'll get into the truth that just like the disciples, you can use the power and authority in the name of Jesus to speak and see signs, wonders, and miracles. Mark 16:17 says, "And these signs will follow those who believe." Miracles follow those who believe in Jesus' name. So begin using the name of Jesus and expect results. Let's review what we've learned in this lesson. The name of Jesus is higher in position and stronger in authority and power than any other name. We were saved by his name. The disciples used the name of Jesus to bring healing and deliverance because his name is greater than any other name. That's all of Lesson 1, the position, authority, and the power of the name of Jesus, of the series Jesus, the Name Above Every Name. Wasn't it great? We hope you enjoyed it. Let's get together again for Lesson 2. Where we'll discuss ways to use the name of Jesus. Meanwhile, here are some things for you to do. List some of the names of conditions that Jesus' name is above. Tell about a time you used the name of Jesus to command change to a situation and saw results. Name the two things that caused the crippled man to walk. Hint, Acts 3:16. Don't forget to download the study documents. And be sure to come back soon. We really enjoy studying the Word of God with you in Believers Academy. And there's a lot more for us to learn about the powerful name of Jesus. So until next time, remember, Jesus is Lord.